let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargle. How are you doing, Father John?
Here we are again.
Yes, it's great. We're about to embark on, well, we're kind of in the middle, I guess, of the story of Joseph.
Yeah, you know, and we're concluding chapter 41, and it's only a few verses. You know, we've got 50 verses 50 for 52, you know, how it concludes. It just struck me that we need to spend some time on Joseph's situation to try our best to get ourselves into his life at this time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not only to put ourselves into the story, into his head, but read it as if it's a first time thing, because, you know, we all have read the story time and time again. And that sort of inhibits us sometimes because we just are blind to things that are very important to the story.
Yeah, that's definitely true for me.
Well, it's true for all of us. So, you know,
good. Well,
you're a humble guy.
Just like everybody else. And so I'm unique, just like everybody else. But when I read this story this time, it was really helpful to have the posts to drag me into Joseph's more, what was actually happening to him. You know, I always just read the story and thought, okay, well, yeah, he's in Egypt. He's doing things Egyptians do. He's been given all this power, things like that. But I never thought to myself, he's left his old Hebrew faith behind, and he's beginning to be consumed or assumed into being an Egyptian.
Well, that's the question,
right,
Danny,
right.
Because is he leaving his faith behind?
Right.
We don't know.
No. Because we don't really know about his real true thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we do know that he told Pharaoh that God is the one who has this power to interpret dreams, right?
Yes.
And so we know that he has that sense of God, right? But now, think about it. He is now walking in the land like Osiris.
Right. He's a god, essentially.
The local folk, they have no way to figure out what's really going on in Joseph's head.
Yeah.
All we know is that he's wealthy. He's got direct connection with Pharaoh, the sun god.
Yeah.
Right?
Not only that, but Pharaoh said, you're the image of me, kind of. I mean, that's essentially what he said.
Right.
You are me. Anywhere you go, I've given you kind of the key to the kingdom here. And whatever you say, people have to do, as if it was me saying it. I mean, that's the way it seems to me.
Well, it's power.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you have to ask the question, what happens to your head?
Yes.
When you have such power? Okay, he was basically from a nomadic family, right?
Yeah.
And they had certain wealth, of course, but they lived in tents, then they went from here to there, you know, and to the grand halls of Karnak. I mean, I don't know if you've seen pictures of that.
Yes.
But we're talking about cities that are built to reflect eternity. And it has left an impression to all of humanity to this very moment.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you see a picture of Cairo. What do you see in the background?
Yeah, the Sphinx and
you see the pyramids, right?
Yeah.
You go to Karnak and you understand where all these pillared buildings come from that had influenced the Greeks who influenced us, the Romans and us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, look at the White House.
Power.
Yeah.
And eternity, right?
Yes, right.
So here he is walking like a god in his situation, and he has given a woman to him. Yep. Okay, it's not just any woman.
Yeah.
It's the daughter of Potipharah. Reminds us of Potiphar, right?
Yeah. That's what I said.
This whole idea of Potipharah must have been, Smith back in the day.
Right, okay, exactly, yes.
Right. But anyways, he is the priest of An. Okay, now, An, it was a religious city, and it was basically the center of the spirituality of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And their priests go back into the ancient dawn of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And we've talked about that.
Yeah.
And they knew their lineage, okay? And he gets the daughter of the priest of An.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Big deal.
He gets inserted into this incredible line as if he was always one of them.
Right.
That's amazing to me.
So you have power, you have prestige. Wow. And so that made me name the post nagging questions.
Oh, okay? Yes, right.
Because he's so far removed from his past. He's the great grandson of Abraham and the promises that were given to him, which, you know, is a big deal. I'm sure it's very important to him.
Yeah.
But now he's very comfortable as a hotshot, okay, in
right.
a fabled land.
Yeah, yeah. And the thought I had when I read the title to the post, Nagging Questions, I thought to myself, are these nagging questions for me, or are they nagging questions for Joseph, you know, or about Joseph? I think it's both.
Wow.
I mean, that's what I thought when I read that post, you know, title.
Well, very good, Danny, because I didn't think that at all.
Uh-huh.
See, look at, you know, that's beautiful. You know, when I was just thinking about what was in his head, but you're saying, well, what's in our heads,
right,
when it comes to Egypt and the world and all that sort of
yep,
thing?
It raised a ton of, this whole story raised a ton of questions for me that I had never thought about before.
Right.
And I really thought to myself, wow, Joseph is in a tough place, and he sort of is just kind of going along with things. So we'll see.
Well, yeah. And at this point, Joseph doesn't really let us know what he thinks about this whole thing. I mean,
right.
He's like the wise. He keeps his thoughts to himself. Okay, one other place we saw his thoughts, and that was when he's in the depths of despair in the dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Where we find his deepest fears, right? So now he's out, and he's successful, and in a whole different situation. And he obviously thinks that, wow, you know, who am I?
Right.
Who am I?
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
So now he's out and he's successful and in a whole different situation. And he obviously thinks that, wow, you know, who am I?
Right.
Who am I?
Yeah, that's definitely the nagging question of the day.
That's the nagging question, right? So Joseph embraces Asenath, right? And by doing so, he's embraced Egypt,
yeah.
The fabled land of witchcraft and sorcery and pagan whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Pagan everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's got a new home.
Yeah, and he has children.
Right. And they're two boys, right? And of course, he names them. One is Manasseh, a name based on the root word to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very interesting.
And so he said, well, I've forgotten my past, which in a way is sort of suggestive of something. Did he really forget
right.
his past?
Or maybe he wants to forget his past, but he certainly has not forgotten it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right.
Still back there in a corner of his mind somewhere, for sure.
Right. You know, he can't escape that.
Yep.
And of course, you can't really escape your encounters. I mean, it's true. We can forget them. And that is a very sad thing. Be forgetful. Forgetful in the scripture is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But back in his mind, he had these encounters in his dreams. But at this point, he probably hasn't gotten to a place where they make sense to him.
Yeah.
There's something deeply unresolved. And quite frankly, you know, in a lot of ways, I felt a lot of my years basically with a sense of unresolve before I became Catholic and a Catholic priest.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah.
And of course, in hindsight, things start coming together, right?
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of man, you know, there's something more to this.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but right. So he must have felt that way as well. I mean, he was no stranger to his interior, and yet something's missing, and he can't put the pieces together, even him with all the wisdom. I mean, he's just in a situation now that really doesn't make sense to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's sort of in this whole idea of calling his son Manasseh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot. Maybe God's forgotten me. If God's got a plan,
yeah,
I'd sure like to be part of this, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I hear this all the time as a priest. You know, people are asking, you know, what's the plan?
Yeah, sure. I was going to say, or even he's forgot is one thing, but he's putting it behind him
right.
on purpose. You know, like,
maybe
I'm doing this on purpose. You know, so there's so much in the naming of the children that's really interesting.
I might live and die as an Egyptian.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how would he know?
Yeah, and would that be a bad thing? You know,
well,
I mean, that's what he's thinking. Look at what I've got.
Look what I've got.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, so we see that he had another son, Ephraim, which means to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've forgotten my past, and my present, I'm very fruitful.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're reading this story for the first time, you would ask yourself, who is Joseph? What's going to happen? How is his past going to come together with his future?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's the nagging questions, and I like what you said. You know, they could be nagging questions for us, too, when we find ourselves in our life.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that this to me, right now in the story, it really is one of those times when I'm watching a movie or a series or something like that, when suddenly things all begin to sort of come together and you think, wow, what is going to happen next? You're on the edge of your seat, or I am.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm on the edge of my
one
seat.
Yeah, one episode, they always leave it.
Yeah.
They always leave it. You sit on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, what could possibly happen next? Because there have been so many
right.
twists and turns in this story of Joseph.
And that's good literature. And and by the way, Danny, this is probably the greatest literature on all earth, this story right here.
Yeah.
It's ancient, but has never been really surpassed except for Christ and the Passion and what have you, which this story really is a type of, right?
Yeah.
A wonderful story of redemption.
Yep, sure.
Yeah. So, here we go. We've got Egypt that represents the world and all its power and allure. Here's Joseph, who's become a great man in this society. You know, what would be comparable to this would be, you know, maybe making it huge in politics or as an entertainer or whatever.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of Egypt as Hollywood. You know, it's kind of, that's what it reminds me of. You know,
right.
In their time, that it reminds me of Hollywood today or Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, you know, where so many crazy sort of bad things are happening all the time.
Right, right. But, you know, as far, with all the glitz, it doesn't take too much of a, you know, spiritual intuition to realize that, man, this place is empty.
Yeah, sure.
You know, what's going on? You know, it's just the world. The world is a very empty place. And I'd have to think that Joseph had felt a bit of this emptiness, right? He doesn't know what's going to happen, and the reader doesn't know what's going to happen, but we're set up for the next chapter where we see that things begin to be resolved.
Yeah.
So it also asks the question, what should our relationship be with the Lord, mm-hmm. with the world, I mean, mm. right?
Oh,
because
yeah.
this goes two ways. Joseph could be deeply Egyptian, become worldly, or to live with this nagging part of his soul, right?
Yeah.
Or Joseph may be God's plan of penetrating into the heart of a glitzy world to change it.
Yeah.
I'm you sure. see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. And so that's another thing that's going on. And well, it should be going on in our minds. So yeah. is Joseph going to become devoured by the world?
Yep.
Or is he going to change his world around him?
Yeah. Because of who he is, who he's been,
mm-hmm.
and his relationship with God.
That's right.
And guess what? Oh, it's another nagging question.
And I guess with that, I don't have anything else to say about this. How about you? Do you have anything?
No. I think we covered it really well. And like I said before, I'm surprised again that when I read this story, along with the posts on ancienthopes.org, it really is helping me to look at Joseph in a different way. And I'm super happy about that.
Well, I'm super happy about writing these posts because when I write these posts, I come with the same appetite.
Uh-huh.
Because I've read it before, but, oh, I'm learning so much with each one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So I hope that's the case for those who are listening to us on Ancient Hopes Deep Dive into Scripture.
Yeah, sure. Okay, good. Well, thanks so much, and thanks for coming in. We'll see you next time.
God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.